This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge L. Ortiz. Date of birth is February the 18th, 1967. Case ID number is 5215867. Date of exam is March the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination is 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Dr. Khushid Alam, dated 4/19/22, and dates 9/16/22, 10/10/2022, 1/27/23, and 2/3/23. Also, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/4/23, and MLD Mental Health 9/7/2016. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, amputated toes, comma, and psychological condition. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked at construction for 10 years. He states he was a flagger in a highway in December of 2016. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypercholesterolemia. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, amputated toes on both feet. And number five, psychological condition. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020 he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does check his blood glucose once per day, and it usually comes out between 80 to 100 mg/dL. He does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was, and he is presently taking dapagliflozin-metformin hydrochloride ER 5 mg/1,000 mg BID for his diabetes. He appears to be very well controlled with his blood sugars. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states in 2022 he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams and fenofibrate, 145 milligrams QD. He is no longer taking the fenofibrate and is just taking atorvastatin. He denies any history of in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. He states that he has been told that his cholesterol levels are normal at this time. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism, the claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. He is presently not taking any medications for his thyroid disease. He was checked approximately 6 months ago and told that his thyroid function was normal and that he no longer needed medications. Allegation number four, amputated toes. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with necrotic gangrenous toes of both feet. The claimant went on to have amputation of his left great toe in June of 2021, and also the amputation of his second toe on the right side in June of 2021. X-rays were performed, and the claimant states that since he had the amputations, his toes have healed on both feet at this time. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb 4 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Alam. He is presently on no medications for pain. And he appears to be doing fairly well at this time. He states the only physical activity he does is picking up trash outside. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, and doing mild exercise outside, such as picking up the trash. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. His condition appears to be well healed at this time, and he appears to be well controlled with his diabetes. Allegation number 4, psychological condition. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having problems with depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation and attempt, and seeing shadows. His father committed suicide in 1984. And his medical records indicate that he jumped into oncoming traffic and states that he was hearing his deceased brother telling him to do so. The claimant has decreased memory. He's been in 2 motor vehicle accidents. He's been in a hit and run in May of 2016 and in another motor vehicle accident. As well, he was hospitalized at Rio Grande State Center in Harlingen in 2016. He was also in prison for 2 years for possession of marijuana. The claimant is presently on Prozac 40 milligrams QD and Abilify 15 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with anxiety / depression with psychotic features. His physician is Dr. Jose Igoa. Family history. The father did commit suicide. No history was taken on his mother at this time. Medications. Prozac 40 milligrams QD, Abilify 15 milligrams QD, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, Dapagliflozin-Metformin, Hydrochloride ER 5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID, Eicosaprin ethyl 1 gram capsule, 2 capsules, BID, and Santyl 250 milligram units per gram ointment applied to affected areas. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, history of hit and run, left shoulder and right hip pain, anxiety, depression, left great toe amputation in June of 2021, right second toe amputation in June of 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per week for 2 years. He did quit. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack of beer per week, but states that he no longer drinks at this time. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He did have possession of marijuana and states that he did use it at one time, but has never used it again since that time. The claimant denies any communicable diseases such as hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 200 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 140 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 25.5. General. This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last sentence, visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for the amputation of his left big toe and an amputation of his right second toe, which was amputated secondary to ganglion. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. Period, osteoarthritis. X-rays of the right hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction. in the form of mild osteoarthritis of his left shoulder. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and some psychotic features noted from history. Probable diagnoses, number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated at this time and appears to be very well controlled with blood sugars from 80 to 100 milligrams / DL. Number two, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be controlled. The claimant has been told that his cholesterol levels are normal. Number three, hypothyroidism, dash not being treated at this time. The claimant's physician has told him that there is no need to take medication anymore. Number four, amputated left big toe / amputation of the second right toe appears to be well healed and doing well at this time with normal physical exam. Number five, psychological conditions secondary to anxiety / depression with some psychotic features being treated by a physician and being monitored closely appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge L. Ortiz.